Hey everybody, Jim Edwards here, and welcome back to the Sales Copywriting Content Marketing Hacks Podcast. This is episode 86. I've got my trusty podcast producer and co-host, Mr. Stu Smith, here today. Hi, Stu.
Hello, Jim.
How are you?
I'm good. It's Wednesday.
Well, I'm glad.
Happy hump day.
Woo-hoo. Woohoo. Nah, I didn't do any of that this morning, but I did get dressed to do some working out. Today we're going to be talking about the number one ingredient. The number one ingredient. No, I'm not talking about sugar. I'm not talking about flour. I'm not talking about water. I'm talking about the number one ingredient in becoming an entrepreneur or moving your entrepreneurial business online or your regular business online or pretty much doing anything if you wanted to be successful.
Caffeine.
Today, we're going to talk about the number two most important ingredient because, yes, the number one ingredient is caffeine. But no, you know, it's interesting. We're wrapping up the series that we did, we've been doing over the last few episodes for really professional people or newbies to move their online business or move their business online or to do better online marketing. We talked about tools and resources. We talked about targeting your market, your funnel business model, product design and creation. And really the last two topics we wanted to talk about were habits and knowledge, but we realized those could really be combined into one. Now, what are we talking about? What is the number one ingredient? How long am I going to go without telling you what it is? And so I'm not going to go any further. All right. The number one ingredient is not caffeine. The number one ingredient is called getting up off your ass and doing something. Stu would say that's action. But ultimately, here's what happens, especially in the world of online business, but offline business too, but it's more acute in online business, is that there are a whole lot of people out there soaking up a whole lot of data, reading a whole bunch of stuff, watching a whole bunch of videos, buying a whole bunch of courses, buying a whole bunch of tools, getting ready to get ready to get ready. Ultimately, you have to get your ass in the arena and you have to get to work. Ultimately, you have to take action. And I'll tell you why. Because ultimately, how you're going to make this work is by making it work. Mm. And the only way to do that is to take action. Because experience combined with data and information is what creates knowledge. And knowledge is what's going to help you to navigate your particular part of the internet to be able to find the customers you're going to be able to sell to create the offers that they're going to respond to follow up with them, build relationships, become the attractive character, and build the business that you want to have is only going to happen through applied knowledge. And that means taking action every day based on the best data that you have now. And I look back at the things that I've done over the years, I look back at stuff that I wrote 20 years ago and I'm like, man, that kind of sucked. But I see where I was going with it. And at the time, it was the best effort that I could put forward based on the knowledge that I have. Have I changed my tactics over the years? Yes, I have adapted my topics. I do not flip-flop like some politician trying to get, you know, a nomination for some office or something like that. They'll flip-flop in a heartbeat. Ooh, but I have
embarrassing.
Adapted my tactics over the years as things change, but the principles have never changed. So learning principles, applying them and actually doing it. You know, it's one, there's all these people who can tell you all about content marketing. You know, we talked in the Jim and Stu show live on our Facebook group, which by the way, you should be a part of if you're listening to the podcast, but you're not part of our group on Facebook. We're almost 20,000 strong now at the Sales Copywriting Content Marketing Hacks with Jim Edwards group on Facebook. It's free to join. You have to fill out a little form so we know you're not an axe murderer, and then we'll let you in. Of course, we can't know if you're an axe murderer or not, but we'll assume you're not. But the thing to do is just get out there and do it, because so many people will tell you how it should be done. Yet if you go look at their Facebook profile, if you look at their blog, if they even have one, if you look at their podcast, if they even have one, if you look at their YouTube channel, if they even have one, you'll see that they post content like once, never, once or never, not every day, or multiple times a day. They're not engaging with audiences. They're not going into other groups and answering questions and seeing what's going on, keeping a pulse of what's going on in the market, and then creating or offering products around those needs. They're not consistently doing what we know works, which is to see exactly what people want and sell it to them and consistently follow up over and over and over and provide value. They're just not doing it.
Yeah, you got to stay relevant.
And you only do that by doing it.
Yep.
So what are your thoughts? That was pretty much my opening monologue.
That was
like
great.
They do on cable TV shows, you know?
That was a great monologue. So yeah, this is a kind of a culmination of a series of podcasts that Jim and I did to answer one question. And the question was, hey, I want to take my current business and make it online and available as, you know, an online coaching service, you know, for people, you know, that aren't comfortable coming into the office or whatever. So we went through a whole series of, you know, here's what you need to do that. But this last one is kind of the secret sauce, if there is one, because I saw this quote, Jim, and it kind of encapsulates everything. And I posted it up on the group right before the show, and it's called, I don't know who said the quote, but it's entrepreneurship, and it says, is living a few years of your life like most people won't, so that you can spend the rest of your life like most people can't.
I like that.
Isn't that awesome? But like, I thought back like 20 years ago when I was starting, and man, I was just hustling, and there were no courses out there to do what we were doing, and you just muscled through it. Mm-hmm. And you, at the end of the day, you still weren't done, but you started the next day right where you left off and just kept on rolling and kept on grinding. And eventually things started working. You know, I remember when I sold my first ebook online, and I had published 3 books before then, and I was like, this changes everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And it really did. And I spent the next year creating content and more downloadable products, and found a way to put it on a store and then get that out there. There's no social media. Back then it was email lists and newsletters. And things just evolve, and you just have to stay in the game so you can evolve with whatever's making things a little bit easier. Like, nothing's
right.
Going to be easy, but it's just going to be an easier method. Like, I will use social media now more than I use my email list. You know, it just works, you know. So,
but you don't neglect your email list.
No,
I mean, you still keep
them.
The stuff going.
Yeah.
I think what it's coming down to is that there's no shortage of information out there on how to do just about anything.
Yeah.
Whether it's free or paid or somewhere in between. But ultimately, once you've gotten, and so I hesitate to say once you've gotten enough information, because I know there are a lot of people, I need to know how to do this next thing. All you need to know how to do is what you need to do next. And once you know what you need to do next, you need to go do it. And then you'll be able to figure out the thing that comes after that. It's like, I know where I want to end up, and I know where I am. So I got to kind of take the steps to get there. And I want to make it as straight a line as possible, but I know that I'm going to have to, you know, there are going to be some bumps in the road, and I just got to get out on the road and make it happen. If you think about driving home from work, there's 10 different ways that you could go down different streets. You know, the one way that's probably the fastest way, but there are alternative ways. But what if you didn't know the fastest way? You could still get home if you got in your car and started driving east. Eventually you would make it there and you would figure it out. And you know, Maybe if you saw somebody on the side of the road that looked like they knew what they were doing, you could ask them for advice, but you're still taking a chance that they really don't know. So maybe you go to the place where the person should have the advice. You go to the gas station. Well, you used to at least be able to go to the gas station attendant. They'd be able to tell you how to get somewhere. Now, I don't know if that's true or not. You have your smartphone. So you can use technology to help you get there. But at some point, you got to get in the car, turn on the gas, turn on the engine, hit the gas, and go. And you're going to make mistakes. But that's part of the process. But until you actually do it, you're just one of the 99% that want to talk about it, want to debate about it, want to have all these discussions in Facebook groups. They want to criticize the people that are doing it. They want to overanalyze the people that are doing it, but yet they've never done it themselves. I love the story from David Goggins' book about Can't Hurt Me, how when he was going after the world record for pull-ups, that he had people that were just savaging him online, saying that he would never do it, saying that he, you know, had the wrong body type, he had the wrong form, the wrong, all this stuff they were saying. And these are guys that probably were 500 pounds that were hoping to get on, you know, my 500 pound life on A&E that are criticizing a dude.
The last thing you ever want to tell David Goggins is you can't do it.
Right.
I mean, that's just fueling him up to do it. I mean, that's, you know, the way that's.
And that's Anna. We have people listening live. Anna just made a really cool comment. I'm glad I looked down at this. He said, committing to taking action on what I have before I invest more money on some other shiny object. That's God bless you, Anna. That's really what you got to do. My whole mindset has always been, I'm going to do what I can with what I have, where I am right now. And if I need a tool, if I really need a tool, I'll figure out a way to get it. But I'm going to keep moving. I'm going to move forward with what I've got. And that doesn't mean you're stupid and you're doing things that you shouldn't be doing. Like if you wanted to do software, it doesn't mean you go become a software developer necessarily, but you figure out a way to find a software developer and work a deal with them for a percentage if you can't afford to pay for it up front. And, you know, it's just being smart, moving forward, taking action, taking your licks, figuring it out, making it happen. And most people won't do that. Most people want to have it be perfectly ready before they take the first step. And part of the problem with online stuff, Stu, and tell me if I'm wrong, is that by the time you're perfectly ready, that particular opportunity may be gone because somebody else got down there, hustled, grinded, and did it.
Yeah, or it's even evolved to the newer method to do it, mm-hmm. You know, I mean,
which you didn't learn because you weren't in there doing it and teaching it and figuring it out.
Right.
I mean, that happens to me with the scripts and stuff that we do, the scripts and the wizards. I come up with the script and then I go and use the crap out of it myself because I know that until I've used it and used it and used it and used it and used it, I'm not going to know where it's not right. And until other people have used them, I'm not going to know where it's not right. And only after I've gone through that process do I know that a script is right. And so that means being wrong for a long time in some cases before I'm right. But then I have the confidence in it that I know, hey, you're just answering the question wrong because other people are using this just great. So you're the anomaly. You can't read instructions, all right? The same.
Maybe. Yeah. No, you know, it really comes down to your mindset, you know, in the end. And, you know, if you think you're good at something and you think people want to hear about your skill set, you know,
that to get the results that you know how to produce.
And to get the results that you know how to produce, get out there and let people know about it.
Yeah.
You know, just create some content on that topic. Next thing you know, you're like, oh, wow. Then you'll start getting questions, and those questions can start fueling new content. Next thing you know, you've you've got enough content out there to create a downloadable product, you know, something that you've tried out with other people that worked, and, you know, it just grows. So content, daily content is a snowball that will just get bigger and bigger and bigger. And if you don't learn to repurpose that content into other products and services, it's really wasted. So there's,
or well, especially
you're constantly always moving.
You're always auditioning content. Some of it that's that people are interested in, and product ideas and all that other stuff. But the one thing I would also say is while you're taking action, you gotta learn to embrace the suck. Because that it's not, if it was easy, everyone would do it. So at some point you have to understand I'm gonna start out and there's gonna be a dip. And at some point I'm going to have that come to Jesus meeting where I have to decide, am I gonna keep going or am I not gonna keep going? Am I gonna keep pushing and pushing? And what you also need to understand is on the other side, as long as you are really, really clear on the outcome that you want, you may not get the outcome that you want, but you may get something that's just as good. So that's the other thing that some people don't understand. I'll tell you a quick story. I've told you this story, Stu. When I was a freshman in college, I was in ROTC. I really wanted to, I mean, I'm not comparing this to anything that you've done. I'm just saying this was when I learned this lesson, is that I wanted to go to airborne school. I was 17 years old. I wanted to be the second freshman that they ever sent from that program to airborne school. I was going to be a paratrooper. I know that's a 5-jump commando and all that stuff, but it's when you're 17, school. That's a big deal.
It's a big deal.
So I busted my ass. And I remember one of the cadre said when everybody, you had to get up 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, you had to be at the gym at 5:45 in the morning, which when you're in college, it is tough. Yeah. Okay. You had to be there. And the first day there were 75 people there, 75 people that were going after 10 slots. Mm-hmm. And the guy said, look around. If you really want to go to airborne school, you're going to go to airborne school. And I believed him. He said, I don't care what shape you're in right now. We can get you in shape to be able to go to airborne school if you really want to go. So I believed him. Next time we went, there were only 65 people there. By the end of the semester, there were about 25 people that were still showing up, because the only time they did it was actually a PE class. They somehow worked it out that it was aerobics. Mm. And it was PE. So you were there for PE credit, so you could drop it. But we showed up in uniform, and I mean, it was brutal because I had never done any kind of PT before, but I believed him and he said it, if you really want a slot, you're going to get to go. So I got up to the point where I met and then exceeded the standards, but I didn't get a slot. And I was like, crap. So I was ready to quit. But I told him, I said, man, you said I was going to, he said, look, stick around. If you really want to go, you're going to get to go. So about 4 weeks later, he called me on the phone. He said, okay, you got a slot. What happened? Well, so-and-so can't go. So you're next in line. So I was like, yes. So I called my mom. I was all excited. Hey, I got a slot to airborne school. She says, what is airborne school? I had made a mistake and I told my parents I wanted to do this. She's like, what is airborne school? So I told her, I was all excited. She said, there's no way in hell you're going. You're not going. I mean, I wasn't on scholarship or anything. I mean, I had no contract. I mean, it was just purely, looking back, it was not the brightest way for me to have handled it. So long story short, my parents threatened to throw me out of the house, and they meant it. It wasn't a threat. They said, if you go to Fort Benning, when you come home, your stuff won't even be in the yard because it will have been picked up by the trash men. And oh, by the way, you know, figure out how to pay for college and where you're going to live and all this other stuff. I said, well, I guess they're serious. So I didn't go. Now this is like a French film right now. I'm dying with the, you know, it's like, it's ending the film with the dog being dead. And you know, it's like, this is terrible. The end.
And the protagonist should have known his audience a little better.
I should have known my audience better.
I'm going for an internship. I'm going for an internship in Columbus, Georgia.
Dude, if I'd have thought about it, I would have told him I was doing CTLT and then it was just cadet troop leadership training. I was going down there to just shadow officers for 3 weeks and all this. If I'd thought about it, but I didn't because I was young and stupid.
Sure.
Long story short, though, the equivalent benefit that came out of that. So I put in all that work. I put in all that work. I mean, it was hard. It really sucked. And I put all that stuff in, but what was the equivalent benefit that came out of all that struggle and even that disappointment in the end of not getting the thing that I thought I wanted? I have for my whole life been able to draw on that experience of doing something really hard and never quitting. And always, and plus it kind of got me addicted to working out and that, you know, other stuff that held for a while, then I lost, but I got it back. But the biggest equivalent benefit that I got was a frame of reference that I could do something that other people said was impossible. And that I could totally transform my mind and my body through sheer force of will. And I have used that my whole life. And that has served me better than anything and has given me courage in other situations. So if you commit yourself to it 1,000%, what we're talking about here, this entrepreneurial journey and all the things we're, you know, getting out there and taking action, you will get hit in the face with a 2x4. I guarantee it. But on the other side of that is so much self-confidence, so much energy, so much just changing who you are as a person that it'll be worth it. And maybe you'll be one of the lucky ones that the first thing you do turns into a gajillion dollar thing. And I want you to send Stu and me $1 million each because we help to inspire you and we deserve it. But if not, it's going to build a frame of reference that gives you a solid foundation to move forward. So you won't be like some of these chuckleheads that make it easily and then they lose everything because they didn't build a foundation to be able to maintain it or to handle it or to value it once they do have it.
Yeah. You know, any of these movements into something new is intimidating. It is for everybody. And for anybody to say it's not that big a deal, they're lying, because it is intimidating. But there's going to be struggle. There's going to be failure. There's going to be reworking something because you didn't save it and you got to recreate it. And there's just going to be times when it just sucks, but there's going to be the moments that also make every bit of that struggle worth it. And then from there, you just have a newfound energy to just keep rolling and keep grinding and a better path.
And you'll know you made it when the people who told you along the way were like, you can't do that, or you should quit, or you should go get a real job, or you still messing around with that online thing. The ones who are the haters and everything, that will be the first ones once you make it to then turn around and say, I always knew you could do it. I told everybody I knew you were going to make it. And you just want to go and you just like, whatever, you know, hey, thanks.
I always like that one when they say, when are you going to get a real job? Right. And I was like, real jobs pay real money. That's all I say. And
what the hell does that even mean, Stu?
What do you mean? Is that? Real jobs pay real money?
What does that mean?
I have a job that pays money. Is real.
All I do is look at him and say, why would I want to take a pay cut?
There you go. That's even better.
Why would I want to take a pay cut? I'm certifiably unemployable.
Yeah, you know? I don't think I could work for someone right now.
No one's going to hire somebody that makes 10 times what they make. I mean, I've got some acerbic comments when people say stuff like that, but it's family members, so I can talk to them anyway.
Yeah. But they don't talk to me anyway. That's the life of an entrepreneur. People don't understand what you are trying to do
until you've been the smack dab in the middle of it. And it's like Winston Churchill said, if you're going, or was it Patton? Who said, when you're going through hell, keep going?
It was Patton. That was Churchill.
That was Churchill?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Close. Some famous dude.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right, cool. Well, I think we've beaten this one enough. So
any good comments on this one?
They're all good comments, aren't they, Stu?
Of course they are.
Naoki, I hope I'm saying this right. He says, it's amazing how taking even just a little bit of action every day leaves you with a mountain of experience by the end of the week, month, or year. That's good. I like that. So, cool. All right. Well, that's all we got. I appreciate everybody being here. Stu, you did a great job. If you are not a member of the Sales Copywriting Content Marketing Hacks group on Facebook, you should be. Go on Facebook and do a search for sales content or sales copywriting content marketing hacks, and you'll find it. Fill out the little form. If you need help with your sales copy, head over to copywritingsecrets.com. Grab a copy of my book for free, a real physical copy, over 40,000 copies sold worldwide so far, changing lives, and it's still free. Just pay small shipping and handling. And if you want to get in good shape, head on over to
StuSmithFitness.com.
I did, and look what happened to me, kids.
Hey, another little quick reminder of the little nuggets that you get when you're going on this journey. I remember when Jim was in the process of writing Copywriting Secrets, and I think you texted me or called me up and says, I can't believe it, CopywritingSecrets.com is available. That was just one of those little nuggets that I saw. What's that?
It wasn't available. I had to pay a bunch of money for it.
Oh, really? It was something that you...
There was something else. Domain. I was like, holy crap.
Believe this was available. It was something. But anyway.
It was Insane Bonuses. InsaneBonuses.com. That was the one that I was like, you're grabbing me. It's available. Yeah. No, we'll grab it. Yeah. And I was telling other people, I got like, no way. That was still available. Yeah. No, it wasn't copywritingsecrets.com. I paid a premium for that one.
Oh, my bad.
InsaneBonuses.com was the one.
Like I said, there's those little victories, whether you buy it or it's there available for you for nothing. There's those little victories that you get that just kind of keep you going. So
absolutely.
You know, just take a little chunk, get a little victory, a little more motivation for the next one.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Cool. Well, everybody have a great day, and we will talk to you soon.